Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I remember a while ago we were talking about the amazing acting that they have on Deirdre's video casebook. It's like a video version of Deirdre's photo casebook, the dilemmas they have in the Sun newspaper every day, and then Deirdre gives her advice. Well, this week, we're on it. We are starring in our own Deirdre's video casebook.
Do we want to point people in the direction of this?
I think so. You can find it on the Sun's website under the bit that says, I want a bigger willy. So it's on the Sun's website, and it's called Scott's Office Fantasy.
Oh, I was saying, was that your problem?
No.
Right.
No. You've done this.
I've
the story.
Yes, I know.
Right, so our
yes, I'd seen it.
Our dilemma, our dilemma starts with my new, quite busty landlady called Pam talking to a friend on the phone. Check out the acting.
My new lodger moved in yesterday, Lauren. You should see him. He's really cute.
Pam, you're such a man eater. You only ever let your spare room to guys you fancy.
Yep, Pam thinks I'm cute. Describe Pam.
Blonde. Pretty, incredibly large boobs.
Really big hooters.
Nice legs, but incredibly large boobs.
Yeah. Then I go to work and it's my first day at Radio 1. Once again, check the acting.
After your new job, Scott. Hope it all goes well for you.
Yeah, thanks, Pam. I'll see you later on, all right? See ya.
There's Pam, wishing me well for my first day at work. She likes me a lot.
Sounded very natural, the rapport between you, you know?
Now, in this next bit, I'm not saying this out loud, okay? I'm thinking it. I've got a thinking face on, like a little thought bubble, but I'm not saying it out loud.
I get the feeling the landlady likes me, but that busty blonde look really isn't for me.
Not my type.
No.
But what is my type? That's right. The Joe Wiley look. No, she'd be the first to admit that she's not that busty.
Yes.
Right, okay. So I arrive at work.
Scott, come on in, make yourself at home. I'm sure you're going to love working here at Radio 1.
I do hope so, Joe. I've really been looking forward to working with you. In fact, I've been looking forward to it a lot.
That was a thought
that
again.
That was a thinking bit, because you sound a little bit creepy there.
No, that I didn't
and she'd
say
have
that.
Run out of the studio.
That was another thought bubble. I didn't actually say that to Joe as I was there shaking her hand. Then I start to develop a little bit of a crush, a little bit of an obsession with Joe, and get a bit scary. Remember, this is not real life. It's just a story on Deirdre's video casebook.
All right, Trico, can I get anything? Tea?
Coffee? I'm all right. I'm fine, actually. Thank you, Scott. Why don't you go home? Your show finished, like, last night.
I really like Joe.
Think it again.
She's smart, funny, pretty, but she never gives me a second glance.
I was thinking then. I didn't say
it. Yeah, yeah.
Right, so then I go home. Pam's waiting for me. I tell you what, Joe doesn't fancy me much, but Pam really does.
How's work, Scott? Worth moving to London for, or...?
Yeah, it's really good, thanks, Pam. I'm really enjoying it. Especially working with Joe.
Thinking again.
Yeah, again.
I really like Scott. And I'd like to get to know him even better.
Now, that makes it sound like we were both in an Indian restaurant together. We weren't. It went a bit Bollywood.
Does she have a sitar in her house?
How's work, Scott? Worth moving to London for, or...?
Yeah, it's really good, thanks, Pam. I'm really enjoying it. Especially working with Joe.
I really like Scott. And I'd like to get to know him even better.
Pop a dumb, please, Pam.
When you do your thinking voice, you sound really quite scary.
I know. So there's me and Pam at the dinner table.
Mm. I've got a mate come to stay for a couple of days, Pam. Is that okay?
Of course it's okay, Scott. If it's anything like you, I look forward to meeting him.
She loves it, doesn't she?
Here we go. Stand back for the BAFTA, everybody.
Here it comes.
This is the big moment.
Okay. Oh, the door's going. Who could it be?
Hi, I'm looking for Scott. Is he in?
Yeah, he's upstairs. Go on, go up. He's expecting you.
Wow. Get a load of the busty landlady.
Please tell me what you're thinking.
No, I'm thinking that. I didn't say that out loud to her. That wasn't my opening line.
Wow. Get a load of the busty landlady.
Could you have sounded less interest when she opened the door?
Well, I'm kind of playing it cool.
Hi, I'm looking for Scott.
Scott.
Well, I'm playing, misery. I'm playing it cool with her. Also, I was quite nervous because I knew that I had to just stare at her breast.
Then,
for the purposes of the story.
Then you come upstairs. I'm on a Game Boy in my bedroom.
You all right, mate? I've just fallen in love. Your landlady's well fit.
Do you reckon? Yeah, she's all right. She's nice and everything, but she's not really my type. It's Joe that I like. but I bet she'll never be interested.
You're on a what in your bedroom?
A Game Boy.
A Game Boy, sorry. I misheard.
Right, okay. And then, this is the bit everyone's waiting for, right?
Don't remember that part of the story.
It's the bed scene. This is the bit where we're all in bed. Me and Chappers are in the same bed, but we're topping and tailing, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We're not spooning.
No.
Oh, Joe, thank you so much for giving me this chance. I promise you won't regret it.
That's me, Joe Wiley, together in bed in an Indian restaurant.
Oh, Pam, baby, I'm so glad that I found you. You're the woman of my dreams.
Oh, now that just sounds a little
bit... Pam, baby!
That was the script I was given.
Oh, Pam, baby, I'm so glad that I found you. You're the woman of my dreams.
Now, admittedly, I may have added...
And a korma, please.
I did add the bit, but I was told to nuzzle her. That was my...
Nuzzle her, you did.
Nuzzle her, I did. That was my direction.
But then...
What are you doing up this end?
Never mind what I'm doing, what are you doing?
Damn, it was only a dream.
There we are.
Now you needed to explain that bit. We were up the same end of the bed. Because you didn't explain that. It just came in with, what are you doing up this end?
Well, that's you groaning.
Oh, Pam, baby, I'm so glad that I found you. You're the woman of my dreams.
Oh, Joe, thank you so much for giving me this chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Oh, dear.
Why is there a sitar on there?
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now it's time for Loose Lips. Everyone's got a friend that just cannot keep a secret to themselves. You can nominate your friend anytime you want by text to 81199. Right, we've got a girl called Natalie on today. Here she is, when we spoke to her earlier, talking about her friend with the loosest lips in South Wales.
She's got major loose lips.
What's her name?
Laura.
Okay, how long have you known Laura?
About 5 years.
So, one of your best mates?
Yeah.
And why has she got loose lips?
She'll just basically tell everyone everything. She's got no morals. She'll just talk about absolutely anything that comes into her head first, no matter what it is.
Like what?
Like her love life, her very personal love life, everyone else's love life. If you tell her anything about your personal things, she'll just reveal everything in the middle of public places, usually.
What sort of thing?
Anything about your sex life, about the size of certain things. She won't hold back on anything.
She's quite happy to volunteer the information.
Yeah.
She can't help it.
No, she can't help anything. If you tell her anything about... Well, if you tell her a secret, she doesn't actually know the meaning of the word secret, I don't think.
So, let's try and catch her out, shall we, and see if she's as much of a gossip as you say she is.
Okay.
What's the made-up gossip that we're going to tell her today?
That I'm pregnant.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
How long have you been seeing him?
2 years.
So it's kind of possible that you could be pregnant?
I suppose.
Nice. Oh, this is a good one. Right, so I'm going to play you...
I like the fact that you asked her, so it is possible that you could be pregnant. You have, you know.
You know.
You know. You, you yeah, have, yeah. Yeah. Mm.
So this is what happened when Natalie called Laura the gossip to tell her some fake news. Now, Laura works in a hairdresser's in Neath.
Right.
Now, they talk all day, don't they?
Hairdressers talk non-stop.
She's probably telling all her customers as soon as she gets off the phone on this phone call.
Definitely.
Right, so here's Natalie calling Laura the gossip with the fake info.
Welcome to Morgan Foster's.
Can I speak to Laura, please?
Yeah, one sec. Who's that, her mum, is it?
No, it's her friend.
Her friend. All right, one sec.
Her mum. How rude.
Hello?
Hiya.
Who's on?
It's Nat.
Is this? I was going to say, yeah. Who the hell is this?
I've been trying to ring you.
Yeah, my phone's on silent, isn't it?
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, who's around you now?
Huh?
Who's around you now?
Well, no one at this immediate second.
Because I got some telly.
What?
You can't say anything, though.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Don't say anything now.
I won't. What's wrong?
I'm pregnant.
You are?
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh, good God. How do you know that?
Well, the usual way, you know.
Yeah, I guess. I'll ring you when I finish work, alright?
Alright then.
I can't speak now, see you.
Alright then.
Alright, I'll speak to you later.
Okay.
Ta-da.
Bye.
I love Laura.
She's very keen to get the gossip out, wasn't she?
I'm pregnant.
You are?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, she does get off the phone quite quick, doesn't she? Listen.
I'll ring you when I finish work, alright?
Alright then.
I can't speak now, see you.
But Natalie did say, please do not say a word to anyone.
You can't say anything, though.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Don't say anything now.
I won't. What's wrong?
So what do you think? Place your bets. What happened next? We're going to get their other friend, Callum, to call up Laura the Gossip and see if she'll blab. Do you think she will?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. A, she's a girl. B, she's a hairdresser.
Okay, how long do you reckon it's going to take?
Oh, well, I said, I'll go 37.
37 seconds.
Yeah.
Till Laura the Gossip loose lips blabs. Okay. All right, place your bets at home and in the car or at work.
That bloke from yesterday who lost a pound on yesterday should be going double or quits on this.
Double
one.
Or quits, mate.
Double or quits.
All right. Here's what happened when Callum, their other friend, phoned Laura the Gossip.
Welcome to Morgan Foster's. How can I help?
Hiya, is that Laura?
Yeah.
All right, Laura, have you got 2 minutes?
Yeah, who's speaking?
Callum.
Oh, hi, you right?
Yeah, hey, listen, Nat left me a message on my answer phone.
I know, she just rang me.
What's it about? She sounded really weird. I don't know. She sounded really weird. I don't know, what's it about?
Put it this way, she got a bun in the oven.
Never, get off.
Yeah, swear.
Oh, no, mate, you can't be serious.
Well, that's what, she just rang the shop now. And I was like, oh, what's wrong? She's like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. I was like, oh, what? Ring her and find out for yourself, I gotta go anyway.
Right, okay, mate, see you later.
Okay, ta-da.
Bye.
Hey.
Oh my God!
How quick was that? She was so fast.
I don't know, what's it about?
Put it this way, she got a bun in the oven.
That was so quick. Unbelievable.
Do you think by saying put it this way, she thought that she wasn't actually really giving the gossip?
Put it this way, this isn't the real gossip, but she's got a bun in the oven. Also, I did particularly like Callum's acting, almost as good as ours, on Deirdre's video casebook. Check him out.
Never, get off.
Yes, swear.
Oh, no, mate, you can't be serious.
Well, that's what, she just rang the shop now.
You can't be serious. No, really.
Never, get off.
Yes, swear.
Oh, no, mate, you can't be serious.
Well, that's what, she just rang the shop now.
Right, she was the fastest yet, yeah?
27 seconds.
Go on, Laura. Radio 1 Podcast. Did you answer the door at all last night?
Oh, God, it was non-stop. Non-stop for about an hour. Can I just apologise?
You do have an apology to make.
I do have an apology to make too. I would imagine they were about 7 or 8 years old. There were just a couple of kids at one point. And I apologise for hitting them with Chupa Chups. But...
Did you throw them at them?
But they were about the 25th set of people to come to the door. And I had warned people not to come during Corrie. There was a little boy upset. My little boy was trying to get to sleep, and Sarah Lou was very agitated, and it was a gripping part. It was brilliant last night, it was Curry. It was a very gripping part, and I really was just fed up with trick-or-treaters. So I opened the door, lobbed some Chupa Chups out, and slammed the door again.
You threw lollipops at 8-year-old children?
Yeah. Well, just for interrupting Corrie. One thing you should never do with me is interrupt Corrie.
Well, to be honest, I'll take your word for it, because you did warn them on national radio. You said yesterday, say before 7:30 or after 8:30. You did say that.
And I know we live in a kind of claim culture, but I don't think it's assault, is it? It's something to do with a chupa chup.
If it goes to court, I'll be your witness because I heard you say it.
Thank you.
What's your address? I didn't answer the door last night at all.
Did you not?
I let my flatmate do it because loads of 18-year-old hot girls kept ringing the bell, all dressed up. So he was happy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's good round my way for that.
I need to move round your way, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we got Natalie to call Laura the Gossip back up. This is what happened.
Hello? I thought I told you not to tell anyone. I know, but Carl M rang me and he's like, Carl, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? And I was like, do you promise not to say anything? I know. I thought you were going to tell him.
Laura?
Yeah?
Hello, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
What? What are you on about?
Basically, Natalie got in touch with me to say that you've got the biggest mouth in South Wales. And we've just proved it on Loose Lips.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Well done, you hold the record for the loosest lips.
So do you admit that you have got quite loose lips?
In more ways.
That you're a gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, thank you very much to Natalie.
What way?
And to Laura, who was a star. And to Callum for helping us out as well. Remember, if there's a friend in your life that just cannot keep it to themselves, just all I need is a text. Tell me who you are and who they are to 81199. Or if you have email, just do scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Mel in Staffordshire says her husband, when he was younger, got a police warning for throwing an opal fruit.
Yeah, you need to be careful of that, mate. You can be dragged through the courts.
I'm thinking I could...
If those kids you threw the lollipops are listening now, it's all going
to
go wrong.
I don't want to be arrested for throwing a chopper chop.
Well, they should have known Coronation Street was on. Oh, you're going to be in trouble, man. Seriously.
I've got you in trouble.
No, you're going to be in trouble. Mike and Dundee's friend got arrested for chucking a polo min at someone.
Oh,
they're a lot smaller than a chopper chop, aren't they?
Well, they are, actually, yeah.
Come on. Also, Robbie in Winchester.
That was all I had, was chupa chups. I didn't have anything else in the house.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.